Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Just like that. Just like that. The weekend ends. It's over.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I just blinked.
That's exactly what happened this weekend. I woke up on Sunday and I went, oh, Saturday. This is great. Nope. Saturday was yesterday. Today's Sunday. The weekend is just about over.
Oh, man, it's part of being an adult. I feel like this weekend, all I did was get stuff done. It didn't feel like any days off. It just felt like I got all the stuff done that I can't get done during the week.
Some weekends, I feel like all I'm doing is getting ready for Monday. Like, right. I don't, like, right. I'm just like, I spent the whole weekend getting ready for Monday. Like, everything was pre-Monday. Like, my whole weekend was about Monday.
Yeah.
And I was experiencing Mondays in advance. And I'm going, why? Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, man. All right, but we're here. We'll make the best of it. We got a puppy coming in at 8:25.
Well, that'll turn it around real quick.
Making Mondays great again with Pet Pound Animal Shelter in St. Pete. So that'll be good.
Gosh, I love when they bring in the dogs.
Just before that, chance of $1,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Big bill payoff.
Man, this Monday is looking better and better.
You know, we got a way of turning things around and making it all good. All right, so all that on the way this morning, but get ready for your shot at $1,000 at 8 o'clock. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, Kane Brown hit us with some new music over the weekend. Him and his boy Khaled.
Yeah, DJ Khaled. Or no, it's just Khaled. I know, not DJ Khaled.
You can't do that anymore.
Not to be confused with him.
That's
Khaled,
old school.
The producer.
Khaled, the producer. He's grown up now. Him and Kane Brown teamed up. A little remix of Saturday Night. Check us out.
Saturday night, your work shoes are stiletto. Smell a cheap perfume. Makeup on your face, try to hide the pain. All the lies that look like the truth. Deep in your heart, all you want.
This won't reignite the... But it ain't country, people. No, they won't.
That's very pop sounding.
Very pop sounding, but everything Kane Brown touches.
But I like it.
Everything he touches, though, I'm telling you, turns to gold lately. I mean, he's had a big year, hasn't he, Kevin? I mean, I know you followed all the music and everything. He's really had a big year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, listen, Lose It and What Ifs with Lauren Elena.
What Ifs.
The guy is on fire right now.
I mean,
his own tour.
Last half of 2018 was big, so props to Kane Brown.
Yeah, he just did a remix, too, with pop star Camila Cabello.
See, he's just
nonstop.
Everybody wants to work with him now. So that's really good. All right, Jimmy Allen. So Jimmy Allen, he's got a great story. You know, he moved to Nashville from nothing, and his song Best Shot was a number one song.
I love that song.
We talked to him a few months ago, and he literally moved to Nashville. He had $20 and was living in a car. And that's how all this started.
Unreal.
That's how this whole journey started and everything. Well, he's got his number one song with Best Shot. Over the weekend, he was in Ohio. He was performing at a kind of like an Ohio country bar.
Yeah, in Rootstown.
Rootstown.
Doesn't sound country.
Oh, we've all been there. Anyway, somebody in the crowd got a little drunk, and Jimmy Allen said, we're going to throw this guy out of here. Here's what it sounded like.
Hey, just throw him out of here. Hey, y'all come get this clown out of here, man. So we can have
get this clown out of here. I love that. We got your money already.
Appreciate
ya. That's Jimmy Allen playing the part of bouncer at his weekend concert. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, if you're anywhere close to social media this weekend, Facebook in particular, you have been inundated with two pictures of everybody you've known on social media.
Yes, yeah, side-by-side photos.
Yeah, and so this is, what is the official name again?
The How Hard Did Aging Hit You Challenge.
They got to work on a new name. It's a mouthful.
Can we get an acronym for that?
Please. So the How Hard Did Aging Hit You, we have a question we're going to pose to you next about this.
Yeah.
And also we want to get your calls of people that have kind of participated in this. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do it. Did you do it? You didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it.
Are you going to?
No, I wasn't planning on it.
I wasn't either.
Not unless the station made us do it, honestly.
I know. I was waiting for an email like, did you post your How Hard Did Aging Hit You post picture? No. No, I didn't. I don't really want...
Do you think you look any different?
Yeah, older. And I don't want people to tell me that.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear it, so...
But same.
We've got a question for you about the challenge. We'll give it to you next. 99.5 QYK. and Riley Green. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we're all in here. You know, we're playing Riley Green, and we're talking about this Facebook challenge. How hard did aging hit you? And everyone is so funny. Like, we're all sitting like, ah, whatever. It's no big deal. Who cares? And then we're like, yeah, I sort of look older. And then Kevin's like, oh, all my freckles. There's more freckles than I used to be. And Melanie's like, oh, I don't know. Everyone's got these filters. And it's like, yep, it's overly consumed us.
Yeah, well, because my Facebook feed is just entirely filled with these challenge photos. So you can't help but wonder, okay, what would I look like or what did I look like back then versus now? But I'm not, I don't know that I want to post it, but.
Yeah, see, that's, I'm kind of like, I know I look older. I don't know that I want to hear it from other people. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though, what? Is that I'm noticing that people aren't necessarily looking older because everybody now has all of these filters. And at least on my feed, it seems like everyone's really just fishing for compliments.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, you look better than you did 10 years ago. No one's putting it where they look absolutely busted compared to their first photo.
All right, here's a question for you. And we want you all to call. So if you could see a picture of yourself 20 years from right now, okay?
In the future.
There's an app. That's right. In the future, 20 years, so we'll be 2039, you could see a
picture. My gosh.
Yeah, I know. you could see a picture of yourself in 2039. Would you do it? Or because here's the thing. If it doesn't go well, like, you know that, like, as over the course of 20 years goes, you're like, this isn't going to end well, and maybe it would, like, bring you down. Or would you like to see it and see, well, maybe I could change it?
Yeah, I would like to see what I would look like 20 years from now to see how I could, I don't know, take preventative measures. So if all of a sudden 20 years from now I have sunspots all over my face.
So what would you do? You do Botox?
Layer up
and
on sunscreen some more.
Okay.
Something. I mean, probably all the things I should already be doing.
But would you go under the knife and try to, like, you know, like Botox?
Not under the knife, but sure, probably some... I don't know. Probably something. It depends. It depends how wrinkly my face looks in 20 years.
My thought is about 99% of women would say yes, and 99% of guys would say no.
That you wouldn't want to know what you look like in 20 years.
I feel like when it comes to this stuff, that guys are just so, and it's not a good thing about guys because we're so short-sighted. Like, I think it's like, man, whatever, it's 20 years. I don't even.
It is
what it is. And who cares? Because guys, like, we can't think ahead. You know what I mean? But
right.
Women are good at thinking ahead and then trying to change it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
More moisturizer.
Right.
Under eye cream.
There'll be like this whole battle plan set out by women to change. Like, you know what I mean?
Listen, ladies, here's the war report.
Right. It's like I tell my wife, like, hey, next week I'm going drinking with the guys. Then she starts a plan of how that's not going to happen. And, like, I'll be going drinking with her instead of out with
the
guys.
We're very proactive.
Very proactive. And you like a plan, right?
Yes.
800-992-1099. Would you want to see a picture of yourself in 20 years from now? Call us.
Yeah, why not?
Text us. I mean, there's no way for this ever obviously to happen. But when you look at the Facebook challenge thing, basically a lot of people have posted pictures from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so are you happy with what, you know, you saw over the last 10 years? Or like you said, and I think I'm in on this, a lot of people are like posting a picture and then just hoping, totally hoping that they're going to get tons of compliments.
I really think the only people that are doing this challenge are the ones that still look really good and haven't aged much, or they learned how to use a bunch of those filter apps.
Yeah, like, no, and it's true, because 10 years ago, there was not many filter apps.
No.
Nothing like there is today.
There was nothing. It was a real photo of what you looked like.
Well, yeah, you could do a black and white, I think, option, and that was about it
that
10 years
it.
Ago.
Yeah.
But here's my other thing, though. If has anyone posted a picture or seen a picture and the person was like, yeah, not good. This has not been a good 10 years.
Whoa.
Like, has anybody actually, right?
What happened to you the last 10 right. years?
Like, if people said, ooh, like, maybe this isn't for you.
I don't think so. I don't think those people are doing the challenge.
I feel like I'm going to write one and just write negative stuff about me just to see if people are like, yeah, you're right. Like, sorry.
We should just age you
all
in
right.
an app.
Yeah, thanks. Man, you look terrible. Thanks. Welcome to Monday. It's QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so the How Hard Did Aging Hit You challenge on Facebook is, I mean, it's trending. It's everywhere.
My whole entire feed is just photos of people side by side from 10 plus years ago to today.
Basically, the entire weekend was seeing two pictures of all your friends. The entire weekend on social media. That was the whole thing. You get to see two pictures of all
your
friends.
Am I buzzed or am I seeing double? What's going on?
I know.
Here?
It's like, oh no, here you are twice again.
All in my feed.
Everywhere. Do you think overall, like, do you think you take good pictures? Because I think you look good in pictures.
Thank you.
But everybody's very critical. How do you actually?
You're your own worst critic. I do not love myself in pictures, but I think that that's the majority of people.
Yeah.
But you don't like the way that you look in photos either.
Hatred for myself in pictures. I don't like it.
Don't you just pick yourself apart? We did pictures for the station on Friday, and I feel like you get them, you just zoom into yourself, you're looking at your teeth, your eyes.
I get down about it. Like, even while I'm taking them, I'm like, I know I don't look good. Like, I know it. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's such an awful feeling.
Kevin, do you think you take good pictures?
Nope.
Are you saying that only after we saw the pictures from Friday where you feel like
I always feel awkward in pictures, like, yeah, while taking them. And I said, this is going to look awkward.
So here's the thing, like, and I think there's a psychology, like, I'm bad at fake smiling. Like, I don't want to smile if it's fake. I'm not good at fake laughing either. Like, if I don't think it's funny, I can't laugh.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
So, and it's like the same thing when I'm taking a picture. It's like, you have to put on this thing, and it's like, but I don't think I look good trying to fake this. But then people are like, why don't you, like, look smileier? And I'm like, I don't know. Because it's fake.
You're just not good. Yeah.
I'm not good at faking it. Yeah.
See, I always feel like, oh, this is going to be a good picture. It's the opposite for me.
You're positive about
it. I'm positive. I'm comfortable about it. And then I see the photo and I go, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is that?
I know. It's crazy. So this challenge on social media, we're talking to people. Like, if you could see a picture of yourself in 20 years, like, would you take that opportunity and would you do it? Like, there's a risk to that because what if things don't go well in 20 years?
Yeah, but then you can start doing preventative measures now.
Right.
To get ahead of it.
But the other side of it is, what if you look great? Like, you know what I mean? That's the other side.
Awesome.
If you're like, wow, this is cool, then you don't change anything. You just keep doing what you're doing. George, welcome. What do you got, George?
So after 10 years, I definitely want to see what I looked like.
And what was the result?
It was pretty bad.
Like, what's the one thing, as soon as you saw the side-by-side, where you're like, ooh, that didn't go so well?
I don't like how my nose got bigger.
Oh, your nose got bigger.
Your nose grew?
They say
from my, like, infant pictures to now.
Well, isn't it your nose and your ears never stop growing?
Yeah.
Even when you're gone,
yes,
they continue to grow?
Yes. So the only thing that stays the same size your entire life are your eyeballs.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So when you're born, your eyeballs are the same as they are?
Yes.
Boy, that's creepy. That is creepy. Oh, that's a new pick. That's a new challenge pick where you just post pictures of your eyeballs from like 10 years ago and then your eyeballs today just to see if
they'll look the same.
They'll look the exact same.
The color change.
Yeah, the colors can change. That's right.
Right.
Mine changed.
I'm saying the size. The only thing that doesn't change are your eyeballs.
Right.
All right. Interesting. Thank you, Georgia. You've inspired a whole new challenge.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
How did your eyeballs age?
How? Ensuring that your eyeballs stayed the same size challenge.
But then there'll be that one person with a wonky eye.
Right.
That like, what happened?
The what happened to your eyeball challenge. Hey, Janine.
Yes.
Hi, Janine.
Hey.
Welcome.
Well, you were talking about if, like, we would like to see each other, you know, if it was 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a picture, but a medical report, I don't think I'd want to know that one.
Oh, see,
I want to know the damage I'd done in my 20s. I'd rather, you know, if I look old, I look old, and I like to prevent that. But
well, Janine,
out about the damage.
Yeah, but like, what specifically are you worried about? Like, what damage do you think you did?
Her liver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to smoke. I smoked for 22 years, and then I quit cold turkey. That's one thing I don't want to find out if I got, like, you know, because then I think I have something wrong with me.
There's Janine running from her past, just scared of her past.
Oh, I'm jogging. There's fire behind me, and like, as I'm running.
My goodness, Janine. It's like, you should start a blog, Janine, called like Janine's Past.
Yeah, or just avoid it, and then it means it's not happening.
Janine got stories, man. She definitely got stories. But here's another interesting question. So would you rather look great but not be in the best health, or being in an amazing health in 20 years but just look okay?
Yes.
What, Kevin?
I'd rather be healthy than look good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
But your appearance goes way downhill.
Fine. Like, as long as I'm healthy.
Like, what if, like really downhill? Like,
cool.
It doesn't matter. I'm already married at that point.
Exactly.
So what does it matter? I'll be healthy. I'll be married.
So
it's not like I'm trying to go find a new guy.
As long as you're happily married, you can just look like the Crypt Keeper. Like, everything's cool. That's
good. I'm just saying I would care less.
Okay. All right. So you would pick that. See, I feel
I want to be healthy.
I don't want to look that terrible, though.
Would you rather be just in worst health? Come on.
Mark,
that's
not true. You've got five kids that you've got to stick around for.
Yeah, I don't want to
They don't care what you look like.
I don't want to be like, dad's ugly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be
embarrassed. Would you rather them be like, dad's dead?
It depends how ugly I am.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh. Mark, no.
All right, 800-992-1099. Would you see a picture of yourself in 20 years if you could? It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so how hard did aging hit you? The challenge on Facebook is blowing up. It's trending. Undoubtedly, you saw two pictures of all your friends on your social media feeds this weekend.
One where there was no filter from 10 years ago, and the one where they look better than they did 10 years ago because they've got so many filters on their face.
Everything is over-filtered. And, of course, compliments are flying, which is a good thing because, you know, we do complain a lot about negativity on social media, and this overall is a positive thing because a lot of people are saying, hey, you look great, you look great.
Yeah, but I feel like people are just fishing for compliments.
Yes, I do agree with that.
If you're posting the before and after, chances are you aged really well or you got really good at filtering your photo, and that's why you're posting it. I haven't seen very many where someone just posted it and was like, wow, these last 10 years really
been a little rough there. What's the one where someone's like, they post a picture of like, someone's butt, it's not theirs, but then they go get like some 90-year-old's butt. Have you seen that one?
No, is that the how your butt is aged challenge?
Well, yeah, they're just using it as a profile photo, but it's like some butt, and then like it's a good butt, and then there's like a 90-year-old.
What pages
butt.
Are you following on Facebook?
And I got to reevaluate my friends, I think, on this. Terry, welcome, Terry.
Doing good. Hey, listen, I just caught the tail end of you guys talking about photos and aging.
Yes.
I have a great story for you. It happened recently. I was going through my stuff, and I found some old photo albums. So I took them to work to show the kids how I looked when I was, like, in my 20s. And first of all, they laughed at me because I had an actual photo album. But second of all, when they saw my pictures, they said to me, is that you? They didn't even recognize me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
I was pretty hot in my younger days, I must say.
Ooh,
I was like,
get it,
oh,
girl.
My gosh. Yeah, nobody, they were like, that's not you. And I'm like, yes, it was.
Oh, man.
So I just want to let you know that.
So, Terry, let me ask, like, I mean, looking back on it, just being honest with yourself, are you like, yeah, I am absolutely thrilled with the way I aged?
No, not at all. Not at all. I smoke.
Oh.
And I did a lot of partying in my old age, and I've just lost a lot of weight. And it seems when you lose, the more weight you lose, the more wrinkles you get.
Oh.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
People lose weight, and some your face is kind of, when it's fuller, you look a little younger. So when you lose weight,
exactly. You
get kind of that shallow, sunken-in look. I've seen it. I have friends that have lost weight, and that's happened.
Everybody listening,
well,
stop losing weight. Stop it immediately.
Yeah.
Stop
Melanie has just uncovered new science. Stop losing weight now.
Yeah, just gain some weight.
There
your
you
face
go.
Will fill up,
oh,
and you'll look younger.
Okay, gain weight.
There you go.
There you go. That's the new thing to do. Gain weight and don't smoke.
Gain weight and don't smoke.
All right, Terry, appreciate it. Have a great day, all right?
All right, guys, take care.
I'm telling you, Melanie has brought nothing but good news today. Just gain weight, look
eat
younger.
Those donuts,
man.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever diet you're doing,
it'll
you're
make
trying
you
to
look younger.
Yeah. Why do you want a sunken in, wrinkly look? Stop it. Gain weight, look better.
It's the worst.
This is Melanie's
ever.
Monday morning. No, but it makes people more comfortable to do it this way.
Go.
I like your style. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. So big news yesterday. It was a big football day. Big
was
football
it?
Day. Tom Brady and the Patriots win again. Now, Tom Brady is a polarizing figure. It's like a love-hate thing with him, right?
Right.
Girls like him because he's a good-looking guy, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
You
I mean,
say
I'm
that
not a
like...
huge Tom Brady fan because I'm not a fan of the Patriots.
But you think he's like a really good-looking guy?
Well, yeah, he's good-looking, of course.
Yeah, good-looking guy, so a lot of people like him.
I mean, that's
well,
how he got a supermodel wife.
He does have a supermodel wife. Yeah. Poor dude.
A homely-looking guy.
Well, so Tom Brady is tired of all the haters. He's, what, 41 years old, Kevin?
He is 41.
Okay, so he's tired of the haters.
I don't think you guys know his age like that.
People say, like he's over, he's done. Listen yesterday. This is right after he wins the playoff game yesterday against the L.A. Chargers. And he's done with these questions. Listen to how much he's just... Now he's just like, no,
he's
we suck.
It.
Listen to this.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, everyone thinks we suck. And, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
You can just listen. Tom Brady of 5 years ago would never. He was so squeaky clean,
yep.
And now he's just like he's done.
He doesn't care.
He's had it with everyone making fun of him.
You know, everyone thinks we suck, and you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
All right, Tom Brady letting loose there a little post game.
Here's the thing. I don't think they suck. You don't think they suck. We just want every team that they play to beat them.
We're really bored.
We're bored of them
we're just
winning.
Really bored of them winning all the time, right? It's just like
it gets old.
It just gets really old. Yesterday, also in football news, it's a historical day. It's the first time a female officiated a playoff game in the NFL. First time in history.
Hey, ladies, look at that.
It was a bit. I don't know what took so long. I think that's. Like, here's the thing about women, right? Women are so much more thorough than men. Like, for instance, I'll tell you, like, I only have female doctors because women are more thorough. They are thorough creatures. It's true.
I mean, I would agree with that, but I would go to a female or a male doctor. My doctor is female, though.
Right. Well, yeah, and you're making the right decision. Women are more thorough. They concentrate more. They think more. I think there should be all female referees. Every referee should be a female, in my opinion. They would know the rules better, able to process how the rules are executed on the field. You know what I'm saying? Guys, like some of those refs, they look like they should be in a bar drinking, like watching the game. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if Tom Brady came over to me and he was like, now, Melanie, I don't know about that call. And he like winked at me, I'd be like, you're right, Tom Brady.
That's where it gets interesting. So then teams are just drafting the hottest players to try.
Get it.
Oh, that's an interesting league.
First down, okay.
That's pretty good. All right. 99.5 QYK. That's good.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
It's Kane Brown on the Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Kane Brown over the weekend had a big weekend. He debuted new music. He's teaming up. I tell you, everybody wants to work with Kane Brown now.
Yeah, anything he touches is turning to gold.
It's not DJ Khaled anymore. It's Khaled.
Well, it's two different people. So DJ Khaled is...
I know.
Okay.
But when you say Khaled, people
Khalid.
Get... Khalid. But you can't say... But everyone says, oh, it's Khaled. It's DJ Khaled. Like, no, one is an artist. One is a producer.
Right.
That's where everyone gets confused,
yes.
Right?
So Khalid is the one that Kane Brown is teaming up with.
Right. Remixed Saturday Nights. This is new music. Listen to Kane Brown.
Saturday night, your work shoes are stiletto. Smell a cheap perfume. Makeup on your face, try to hide the pain. All the lies that look like the truth.
The debate's always going to be there about, like, is Kane Brown country or not, or whatever. But it was the same thing with Florida Georgia Line. But everything Kane Brown does is awesome. Like, all
I mean,
the music.
I do like the song.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you could say, well, is it country or not? Well, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, he just puts out great stuff.
Yeah, it's a good
song. And so many people now are begging to work with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's just, you know, he's his last half of 2018 was so big, and now starting off 2019, just absolutely huge.
And he's on tour. I've been following him on Instagram.
Telling you, man. He just got married.
Yep.
Like,
living the dream right
living
now.
Living the dream came
back. Got a new truck.
He did get a new truck. That's right. Everything's going right.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Hey, historical moment. There's a new social media champion, and it is not Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, she was the reigning champion for the most likes on Instagram on a single post. It was her pregnancy or her baby announcement.
Her baby announcement,
yeah.
And it was like 18 million likes, something like that. Well, some social media accounts got together, and they were like, we have to overtake Kylie Jenner. Somebody created an account of a picture of an egg.
Just one egg.
And the goal was, yeah, that's it. One picture of one egg.
Yep.
The goal was to overthrow Kylie Jenner's number one most liked Instagram post.
Right.
And they've done it.
I cannot believe the things that go viral these days. So this photo of an egg has now gone viral. And it, as of this morning, had over,
this
I believe, 24
egg.
Million likes.
Oh, blew Kylie Jenner away, like, by a mile.
So
it wasn't even
27
close.
27 million now.
Yeah,
27.
So almost 10 million more than Kylie Jenner. And so will that account, like, can they make money on one post? I mean, they have millions and millions, but...
Now they can make it into whatever account they want to. But as of right now, world_record_egg has 2.9 million followers and just one photo, and it's of the egg.
And I feel like that's all they're going to do. Like, this is it. Like, this account's done with. I don't think they're going to parlay it into something else. I could be dead wrong on that,
but... They could make it into a meme account.
A meme account would be okay. But then you got to say, what is Kylie Jenner planning? Like, is she going to hold an egg? Like it's going to be egg-based, right?
Oh, you think she's going to play off of this?
Oh, she's going to retaliate. Absolutely. Well, I would.
She posted, somebody already made it into another meme because I guess a year ago it was really hot out in L.A. and Kylie took an egg and she opened it. She cracked it on the cement to see if it would fry. So they repurposed that video and they said once Kylie finds out that she's been dethroned by an egg and she's already posted it.
Yeah. This is not going to end well for somebody. I don't know who yet, but that is social media history. A picture of an egg knocking on the door of 30 million likes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mark and Melanie's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK. A doctor forever friend today.
Making Mondays great again with Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
One puppy at a time.
And our friends from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Jumped into some of that over the weekend.
Hey, hell yeah.
Drink vodka to help save dogs. I mean, what is a perfect relationship?
It's a win-win, yeah, really.
Absolutely. Do it all day. So Pat and Cricket are here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete, as they are every Monday. And
good morning.
They brought a new pup with us. She is a year and a half. Her name is Sage. I got to tell you.
She's beautiful.
Very unique. I mean, because what are you thinking here? Like a little German Shepherd?
I think I saw German Shepherd when she first walked in. German Shepherd, maybe... I don't know. You guys were saying
I
a little
greyhound?
Husky. Definitely husky.
I think maybe a little wolf.
Husky.
Must have some wolf. Yeah.
That's nice.
Maybe he's like a hybrid. I've seen those hybrid wolf dogs, and she's got very striking features.
I don't know. She's really
cute. Gorgeous. And she likes to run. She's got the built for running.
Oh, yeah. She's got those long legs, but she's got that smile, too, where she's smiling.
Yeah.
And she knows how to sit.
Yeah, I saw that she could shake
and sit simultaneously.
Yeah, now listen, we got to be honest, too, about the dog. So she was returned,
which is
heartbreaking because
it went as a puppy.
She went as a
puppy. Comes back.
Yeah.
A year later.
Needs a little training.
So I don't think they, not much training, not much working with them.
Right.
They might not had enough time to work with the dog.
Yeah. And that was a good time to train her.
But I got to tell you, on the friendly factor, she's right up there at the top of the charts. Look at how friendly she is.
And she gets along with other dogs, right? You said that you've taken her to yappy hours before.
And she went yet last night to something.
Yes.
And she was wonderful.
Well,
Gracie said she was great.
So maybe if you have a dog that maybe wants some company, this would be a great situation.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you want to lay on the couch and just do nothing with your dog,
well, if that's the case, just get married.
Yeah, so she's an active dog.
Maybe maybe you're looking for some exercise in the new year.
Running. Perfect dog for going running.
Okay, so we're going to see y'all on the Facebook page. We're going to do a video. Melanie and I will be over there with Sage, who knows we're talking about her now, and is jumping up with her tongue hanging out of her mouth.
She loves jumping up.
She really does. All right, so we'll see you on the Facebook page, and likes and shares, likes and shares.
Let's get Sage at home.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Jimmy Allen, he had an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, he did.
So, Jimmy Allen, by the way, his story started so great. He moved to Nashville, lived in his car. He had $20 in his pocket.
I didn't know that until you told me this morning.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm just trying to do anything that I could do to get a record deal. So, he parlayed that, obviously, into a record contract, and he got his first number one hit at the end of 2018 with Best Shot. Well, over the weekend in Ohio, Jimmy Allen's playing a show, and I guess there was some dude there to get really drunk, really loud. And
a little rowdy.
Jimmy Allen had to stop the show and play Bouncer. Listen to how it went down.
Hey, this fellow around here. Hey, y'all come get this clown out of here, man. We're gonna have a good time.
He says, "We got to get this clown out of here." Crowd's going crazy, right? They love it.
Hey, yo. Hey, security, just pick him up and take him out of here. Like, seriously. We're trying to have a good time and we're wasting everybody's time in here. Keep him up.
They're not going
to
have this clown wasting everybody's time in here.
So roll out, homeboy. We got your money already. Appreciate you.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. We got your money already. Appreciate you.
We got your money already. Appreciate you.
I'll tell you, and that's getting the total upper hand, too.
Oh, 100%. You just made that guy so mad by saying that.
That's right. As the guy's getting walked out, it's like not only are you getting thoroughly embarrassed, you're basically saying, we have your money, you're not getting it back.
Waste of money.
Jimmy Allen getting hardcore at his show. It's 99.5 QYK. This is Best Shot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.